Welcome back. So as you know, Matt Taylor is our good friend who's built his own fully self-sufficient off-the-grid home in Ecuador. Well, after his last appearance on the show, one of our viewers sent us a question. Quote, Stu, you recently had Matt Taylor on your show saying that nanocircuits disassemble or vanish when there's no frequency like a cell phone, router, microwave, 5G tower, or the like. My question I'm dying to know is, do they reassemble once the frequency is back in the area? We passed that question on to Matt, and he says that he's prepared to give us an answer, and he joins us now. Matt, thank you for coming. So we're talking about the nanocircuitry that you found with your microscope, particularly in the vials of the so-called COVID vaccine that we now know to be a destructive bioweapon. So to answer the question, do these circuits reassemble once the frequency is back in the area?
Yes, they do, and I'll show you. So I have some images prepared, and we can go through those. And with a little bit of a preamble, I'll show some other images too. And there's quite a few, but my hope is that the viewers can look at them and rewind them and pause them and all those kinds of things, because they're detailed enough to show some pretty descriptive answers.
Let's go through it. What do you got?
All right. I've coded all the images. So here with image number one, this is just some examples of what I call circuit-looking things. And then I go into a couple of close-ups of those things. And it's hard to not think that those are circuits. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people who are saying those aren't circuits. Those are just crystals. But boy, some of these have detail like you wouldn't believe. And I'm just going to jam through these real quick, and then we'll get to the answer to the question.
Okay. So first of all, you're qualified to speak on circuitry for a very specific reason. Let's give some background on that and what your expertise is.
Okay, I can do that. I have a lot of experience with microcircuitry. I'm more of a power guy, but not ironically, I was also peripherally involved in the smart meter court cases. I did some prep for that, so I know the biological effects of high frequencies.
Okay.
Secondly, the assembly of all this kind of stuff, that's where I'm a little bit lost, and definitely the biological effects. I don't know much about that. But when it comes to the EE and the self-assembly and all that kind of stuff, I consider myself an expert.
Yeah, you're not a biologist or a microscopy expert. You're an amateur microscopy hobbyist. But you have stated on this show when you've been here previously, look, it's your lack of experience that actually makes you qualified to speak on this, because you're finding these things. Somebody could just disprove you. But okay, let's talk about the images and what you've specifically found here.
Yeah, I would love for people to tell me what the heck's going on here.
Sure, I'm on
image number eight right now. This just shows that the outside stuff sort of looks like it goes on the inside. Image number nine shows what sure as heck looks like an antenna. So these are just examples of things that I've found, and also addressing some of the questions that I've gotten, both in the comments on BitChute and Rumble and those kinds of things. The number 10 is just a family portrait. So people are saying, oh, that's just a one-off or something like that. More and more chips, more and more forms, more and more rectangles. And then this is just a image number 14. It's just a cornucopia of all the different things sort of in one great big portrait of things that form out of the solution of the vaccines. And I know I'm not supposed to call them that, but I have no problem selling the name of vaccine. I hope that it becomes a curse word soon. Some of the ribbons I found are absolutely huge, impossible to go through the eye of a needle, as it were. The main people who I look to is La Quinta Columna. I know you've had them on your show. Ricardo Delgado was on your show. He does absolutely outstanding work, and I don't know why people aren't paying more attention to their work. I'm also finding Zandre Botha found these little balls, these little round things. I'm finding those all over the place. And then some people are saying that they found eggs, and I found something that looks like that, but my microscope and my technology and my prowess is not good enough to really look at them. Finally, some rafts of what most people are considering graphene. And then here in number 26, I'm going to pause a little bit, because the most compelling argument I've found is that, no, these are just salt crystals that are forming. And I disagree, and I'm going to show that here, that this looks like a salt crystal, but it also kind of looks like one of the integrated circuits. But then this is a far away to close in view of salt crystals next to one of these forms. And I want to show that, yeah, it looks kind of like the same format, but it's not the same thing. So as I go through these, I'm just going to go in and in. And this is not a salt crystal. I'm sorry, folks. It may have borrowed the geometry from salt, but the things that are assembling on the inside are distinctly not a typical salt crystal. So there's that.
Wow.
And finally, there are some things that are self-assembling that have no goo inside of them. There's no junk. It's just like an outline. It's almost like these things are on the drafting board. So these are just huge outlines of rectilinear forms that I have never seen, and nobody I've shown this to has ever seen either. So this literally looks like it was drafting. So now to address the, and I'm sorry if I jammed through those too quickly.
No, it's okay. We have limited time, but people can pause this. They can rewind it. They can take screenshots. They can share it everywhere. They can try to debunk you by actually explaining what this is. If it's not circuits, tell us what it is. Why doesn't Pfizer or Moderna come forward with a press conference and say, oh, no, these are X, Y, and Z. I don't expect them to actually do that, but please continue.
The answer to that is because they're evil. And finally, this form number 35, it looks like a swastika. So I named this file Klaus, and I'm going to bust through these quickly, but you'll see this disintegrate. So what this is this formed over 3 hours. Under the direct influence of the 4G technology, the router, I'll just call it the router. And then this is what happens when I take the router away. It slowly degrades. These are about 4 minute increments, and it just slowly goes back into solution. That's one. Here's another one. This is one that you can see sort of the imprint of where it was before. And so I turn on the router, and it grows step by step. And these are actually pretty close intervals. These are like 2 minute intervals. So it grows. It's a different format when it regrows. It has a different geometry, but it still grows. And now I turn off the router, and that same form starts to shrink again. Down it goes. All the way down to almost nothing. I turn the router back on. Up it comes.
This is insane. This is why people aren't paying attention to La Quinta Columna, Matt. This is why people didn't pay attention. Very early on, we had Dr. Zandre Batha on when she found those disc-shaped things that people then discounted as being air bubbles. People don't want to hear that there's graphene oxide and self-assembling and disforming nano circuits inside of something that they've injected into their body. They can't wrap their minds around it. That's why nobody is listening, I think. I mean, it is a very difficult thing to accept that you have been lied to and duped, and that not only did you inject yourself, but possibly your children with this thing that we're looking at right here. This is unprecedented. Nobody's ever come forward like this before with this kind of imaging. Why do you think that is?
I don't know if they're scared. I'm done being scared. We're in a war, and I'm still deciding what kind of soldier to be. But man, you can either die now or later. And I think they've decided to die later. I'm not sure what's going on there. But there are some whistleblowers that are waiting to happen. And my attitude is, why the heck am I the one doing this? I'm not qualified to do this, yet I'm finding it. So let's get some more people out here who know stuff, and we can really get to the bottom of it. But these bastards are not going to give us any hints about what they have done. So we're stuck with a big task, and that's trying to figure out what's going on. And I think I'm helping in one side tunnel of one rabbit hole of an entire warren of different paths of inquiry. And that's all I can figure out. I do it willingly, and I know that this is probably risky. I just really don't care anymore, because it's more important. We have to save our loved ones. We have to protect our children. And we've already failed. I think men have failed pretty badly. And come here, brother. Come here. We're not doing this again. Come here. We need to stop failing our elderly, our children, and ourselves. So that's where I'm at. That was just pontificating. The final image, this is a video. So those stills kind of show the over time how these things operate. I turn off. This is a shrinking one. This is video number 80. This shrinks down, and then at 1 minute in the video, I actually turn back on the router. And so this is actually a video that you can play slow-mo if you want to, but this is one that completely reassembles.
Just salt crystals, Matt. That's all. That's what we're looking at here. Just salt that's crystals, all. Right?
And then here's one that I take two laps on this one. So this one shrinks, grows, and shrinks again. And then I turn on the router at 2 minutes in this video, and then you can see it reassemble. And it all comes from the last video, which is just, this is way in close, but it all comes from the little forms that are inside. This is a fresh drop of Vax. And these are little segments that seem to be trying to hook themselves together into elongated forms. And that's all I have so far. But it's enough. It's enough. And normally in engineering, I go with 95% or better, and then I can make an assessment. On this one, I'm 51%. If I'm somewhat convinced, I take the risk and I just start telling people about this. So, well,
you know, you asked a very important question or made a statement. I guess I don't know why me or why I'm here doing this. I ask myself that virtually every day when I'm sitting in this chair. Why me? I have no idea. But like you, I don't care about threats of violence or, you know, burning my house down or any of that. You want to come and shoot me? Come and shoot me. You want to put me in prison? Fine. I'll start a prison ministry. I guess I don't care. You want me to lead somebody? I'll lead. And this is what I've been called to do. Nobody's going to stop me. I mean, we won't stop until we are stopped. So with this information, it is my hope that these images, somebody who's qualified to do so would tell us what the hell is going on here. I've never seen anything like this. This is a serum that's being injected into children all over the world. Somebody has to tell us what the hell is going on here. It's certainly not been Dr. Robert Malone. It certainly isn't going to be Pfizer or Moderna. So who is going to be the expert that looks at this, assesses this, and then releases their findings to the world for everybody to see? What the hell is this? Please tell us. I got about a minute left here. Your final words, Matt.
What we are seeing with this entire pandemic is it's gone through all the politicians. It's gone through the CEOs. They're very bribable and very easy to they're malleable. We are getting down to the artisan level. I'll include myself in that category, but Richard Hirschman, Mr. O'Looney, those are the artisans are not going to be bribed. And this is where we start the battle. It's a sheriff level, if you want to look at the law enforcement level. These are the rock solid people who have enough money and have enough, I guess, American pride, if we just want to stay in the U.S., to not let this happen. Electrical workers, same way with the blackouts. That's not going to happen. And so we're at a point now where they either have to make a big move or they're done. Agreed. And my hope is that this is one of the bullets in the chamber.
Thank you so much. You're a hero in the book of this program, and we honor you for your findings and appreciate your bravery and your courage coming forward. Matt Taylor, God bless you. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Jim.